This is IGN.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
A deep sea dive into endless, frustrating monotony. This is your IGN review of Endless Ocean Luminous by Logan Plant. I've always been mesmerized by the ocean. Thinking about the creepy, alien-like creatures that patrol its depths is simultaneously fascinating and frightening. So it's incredibly disappointing that Endless Ocean Luminous's take on one of the most exciting settings on Earth is boring, tedious, and downright aggravating. This deep-sea diving adventure's over-reliance on randomized maps, events, and objectives makes it truly feel endless, and not in a good way. After 26 hours spent actively in dives and plenty more within its menus, I'm nowhere close to seeing the conclusion of Luminous's shallow story, which is a big problem considering I feel like I saw everything its expeditions had to offer many, many hours ago. Luminous's dives have you cataloging all the wildlife living in a large body of water called the Veiled Sea. Each outing drops you into a randomly generated section, and from there, you're encouraged to freely explore the map while scanning life and scavenging treasure. You can swim through twisting cave systems, coral reefs brimming with fish, or deep, dark trenches where only your flashlight reveals the way forward. Ancient ruins and abandoned shipwrecks also crop up on your expeditions, and while they're somewhat cool to stumble upon the first time, all the locations look so similar across each procedurally generated dive that they almost instantly start to blend together. Exploration should be at the heart of this game given there's no combat and very little story, but I was bored by the Veiled Sea alarmingly quickly. I found it really tough to get invested in exploring a region when I knew I'd instantly forget about it after I finished my dive and was on to the next random map. If you uncover 80% of any given map, you are rewarded with a seed that allows you to return to that specific region, but they're all so similar that I never found a place worth going back to anyway. I wouldn't go so far as to call Luminous an ugly game, but its incredibly simple terrain just isn't exciting to look at, and it certainly doesn't entice me to explore it much. Fortunately, the aquatic life itself looks much better than the environments they inhabit. The fish, sharks, whales, eels, dolphins, and more all look genuinely nice, so at least the stars of the show got the attention they deserve. But besides looking cool, the fish don't really do anything. The story explains with a throwaway line that the Veiled Sea is home to more pacifistic life than usual. So instead of feeling like a living, breathing ecosystem with predators and prey, it's basically a big underwater bus stop where the fish don't want anything to do with each other. They all just float around, unbothered by the apex predator swimming right beside them or the human disruptor snapping a camera in their faces. It's disappointing and makes the whole setting feel hollow and lifeless. To Luminous's credit, the multiplayer felt pretty stable when I tried it, even with over 20 players exploring the same area. All divers drop into a different part of the map and have to track each other down to start exploring together, and you can then fast travel to the locations of any divers you've encountered face to face if you ever get split up, making getting around feeling way less tedious. Unfortunately, multiplayer is held back in its own way by an extremely limited and primitive tagging system, where players can drop icons on interesting creatures and treasure to let the other divers know about their location. I wasn't always sure if other players were tagging fish they just liked or if they were tagging important treasure or rare species that every player should make sure to catalog before the dive ended. My time with Endless Ocean Luminous was endlessly frustrating. Rather than providing a relaxing undersea escape, Luminous's repetitive tasks and uninspiring environments are boring and forgettable from the start. the ridiculous random requirements to advance the story feel inconvenient in multiplayer and nearly impossible if you're playing alone. And the story I was rewarded with is so brief and shallow that it fails to make any impression at all. I've always been mesmerized by the ocean, but Luminous turns the deep blue into something deeply monotonous. Endless Ocean Luminous's IGN score? 4. Thanks for listening to IGN. My name is Tony Jackson, and for the latest updates on this game and more, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.